Local manufacturers and producers gear up for Christmas in July 2016. We tell you more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we visit Frenchman's Cove in Portland. Welcome and thanks for joining us. The Tourism Linkages Hub's Christmas in July trade show is fast becoming the go-to event for most local producers of craft, gift, and souvenir items. The event, now in its second year, seeks to provide Jamaican producers of corporate gifts and souvenir products with access to a diverse market. It also aims to boost the purchase and use of Jamaican-made items as corporate gifts locally. This year's staging will bring together local producers and prospective buyers from across the island. The deadline for individuals and companies interested in participating in this year's trade show has been extended to Friday, June 17. Persons interested in supplying Jamaican-made corporate gifts at the event can apply online at the Ministry of Tourism's website at mot.gov.jm. Head of the Tourism Linkages Hub, Carolyn MacDonald Riley, says the items being sought include those tailored for the tourism and hospitality sector, as well as corporate offices.
What we're looking for is gifts, just about any gift, either for corporate Jamaica, items that can be gifts for the tourism industry, items that can be gifts for offices, just about anybody.
Shortlisted applicants will be invited to attend an assessment session, following which an evaluation and final selection will be conducted. Selection will be made using the following criteria: design and aesthetics, engineering, pricing, marketing, and business practice. Corporate gift giving is a multi-million dollar business. It includes but is not limited to gifts given at Christmas, conferences, as well as tokens for promotional engagements.
It is something that everybody uses, and the Tourism Linkages Network, whose mandate is really to ensure as much as possible that we have Jamaican-made items in our offices, in our establishments. Christmas in July is this opportunity for local manufacturers not necessarily to come with goods for sale, but be able to showcase to Jamaica, Jamaican entities and tourism participants that these are gifts that we can make available to you.
A new category has been added this year to attract more persons to the trade show.
We're going to have an area for newbies. So while I anticipate that some of the participants who were there last year will be there, we anticipate having a number of new persons with new ideas to participate. And we are hoping to have a lot more participants than we had the last time.
Mrs. MacDonald Riley says last year's show was successful.
Based on the satisfaction survey that was done, persons were very pleased with the show. Persons were very pleased with what we had on display. It was satisfactory because people still continue to get orders based on Christmas in July. It was satisfactory because we were able to produce a corporate gift and souvenir catalog, which remains online.
Local manufacturers are therefore being encouraged to participate in Christmas in July 2016. The Tourism Linkages Hub has been working to strengthen linkages between tourism and the rest of the economy, especially manufacturing, agriculture, and the creative industries. Christmas in July 2016 is being staged in partnership with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association. To a place called Jamaica. And in our No Jamaica feature this week, we visit Frenchman's Cove in Portland. Frenchman's Cove is a unique beach located in Port Antonio. What makes this attraction so unique is the amazing river that meets the ocean. Visit Frenchman's Cove if you simply want to relax and take in your surroundings. You will not be disappointed. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.